Cheese is the best, but there are always ways to make it even better. Ned, what's your tip today for the dairy enthusiasts among us?
Hey, this is a cheese tip. We love cheese. We're honestly huge fans of cheese. It might be a bit of a problem, but the tip is simply this. Most people are buying cheese that's inside some kind of plastic wrap from their store, and then they, you know, cut a bunch of it off, and then they wrap it back up in that plastic wrap. Or you're like opening some cheese and throwing it in a Ziploc bag, which is just plastic wrap that's formed around it. But the tip of the day is plastic wrap is actually really bad for cheese because cheese needs to breathe in your refrigerator, and plastic wrap holds in all of the breathing that it does, and it makes the cheese moist and it makes it go bad faster. The better way to wrap your cheese is to use parchment paper or wax paper, which are breathable wraps that still protect it from bacteria and everything else, but allow the moisture that it's giving off to get out of there, keep it dry, let it last longer, and grow less mold.
Less mold. Not eliminating mold completely. Am I hearing that right?
Well, I mean, cheese is moldy, so there's a bit of mold in all cheese. Kinda. I don't really understand the science, but you don't want the bad mold, and the bad mold comes from moisture.
Okay, that's fair. So no moist cheese. Let your cheese breathe. I'm trying to come up with like a, what I would put on a sign, you know, if I were at a protest for unwrapping your cheese better. Let the cheese breathe.
Let the cheese breathe feels good.
And you know what else should breathe?
What?
The Tippendales, as they breathe a sigh of relief, because now you have one more tip in your arsenal to make you live a better life. And this is Daily Tips that may or may not help you. So that's our mission.
You did fantastic there, Ariel.
Thank
I want you.
You
to know that.
All right. Well, do you think we'll be renewed for tomorrow's episode?
I mean, we're the ones making the choice. So I guess we'll see everyone tomorrow.
Let us know if we make it, Tippendales.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.